From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. It's been very unsettling in Zimbabwe as opposition figures, civil society, and religious groups make a push to oust longtime President Robert Mugabe.
Hopes of a speedy and smooth resolution in Zimbabwe appeared to fade Thursday, as civil society and religious groups urged Robert Mugabe to quickly step down after 37 years in power. He appeared to resist, and South Africa's president then dashed hopes of a quick final act, telling his parliament that it is too early to take any firm decision now. Mugabe hasn't been seen in public since being placed under house arrest by soldiers Tuesday night. Mediators sent by the South African government met at Mugabe's home Thursday and at the State House. Analyst Knox Chitio of the Chatham House think tank, who is Zimbabwean, was in Harare when the military brought out its tanks Tuesday night. He says the longer the military is perceived to be in charge, the more unstable things will become.
The key issue is the time scale. The military will want these negotiations to be completed as quickly as possible. They want to have the president, or if it's acting president, in place as soon as possible.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
U.S. law enforcement officials announced Thursday the arrest of nearly 300 members of MS-13, a violent gang the Trump administration has vowed to get rid of American streets. The arrests were made in recent weeks as part of a major anti-gang crackdown codenamed Operation Raging Bull. Led by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the operation swept up 214 MS-13 members in the United States and then 53 members in El Salvador, the gang's home base. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.